And also, I don't know why I forgot this, fucking Jerry Springer. Rest in peace to God, man. Jerry Springer is a fucking beast. Like, he really introduced me to certain topics and certain words that I didn't know. I didn't need a dictionary growing up. He taught me words like a porn star. Hello. Welcome to A Fan to a Fan, episode 67, the safe place where I'm allowed to speak openly about my criticisms of people and society. I'm your host, Frenise Coupe, and I hope you remember that name until your dying days. Let's get into it. Whoa, wow, we're back again. Happy Monday, you guys. If you guys want me to provide a good time step for you all, it is Monday, April 22nd, 2024, in this bitch, okay? How are you guys doing? It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. The sun is shining, and that's all I can say about that, you know? So we are here, we're alive, we're kicking, and we are trying to keep it consistent. No matter what's going on in my life, I was going to say our life. It's going to make me sound a little crazy, but, you know, there's multiple Frenises out there, but, you know, whatever is going on in my life, I'm going to keep it consistent. I uploaded 4 times last week, 4 days in a row. It was a big deal for me. That was a big deal. You know, coming from that depressive slump I had all of 2023, can't think of one good thing that happened in 2023. I'm struggling to think, but you know, that was the year, that was the past, and now we in the motherfucking present, okay? We in the motherfucking present, but anyway, guys, like I said, I'm recording regardless of the circumstances that's going on around me, because, you know, I can either be here doing this, doing what I love, or laying down in the bed, scrolling through those YouTube videos, okay? But anyway, we're here. And I promised to provide an update on the damn bank account. Now, when I stop providing updates on the bank account, that means that my check's too fat, my bank account is thriving, it's alive, you know? And y'all won't need to know about my finances. But as for now, while we're down in the ground, we're in the slumps, I'm still going to provide you those updates. So I mentioned last week that I had gotten paid from a job. And I'm like, woo, life is good. And then I had to pay the motherfucking bills, okay? That's what I hate about being an adult. You got to pay the motherfucking bills and you got to keep it going, okay? So, I have great parents, and they come in clutch. They come in clutch, you know. They're divorced, but you know, they're there. They're there in different ways for me. So, you know, I got a loan, you know. We got a little loan. We got $65 in the bank. And now I'm down to 20. And if you want to know why, it's because Subway, they don't put enough meat on their damn sandwiches. So you have to get a double meat. And then on top of that, it's $4 extra. You know, the fucking footlongs, they're out of here. So anyway, it was spending $15 on a damn footlong at Subway. That is ridiculous. I'm really getting tired of this shit, this inflation that Subway has. They don't even give out fucking coupons anymore. So not gonna blame my entire $65 leaving on the damn Subway, but I may have an alcohol problem. But no, let's just blame Subway while we're still alive and kicking. So we got about $24 and maybe 21 cents in that bank account. 2021 was a decent year for me, so I only expect prosperity from this day on, you know. And the reason why, you guys are like, oh my gosh, why is she so happy? She's broke as fuck. Well, mind your own business, Jan. But it's not the first time I've been broke. It's not the first time I've been broke or broken. Still broken, but I'm broke as well. It's not the first time I've been broke. I grew up broke, okay? The only difference between now and then is I'm broke with debt. I'm broke with debt, and it sucks. When you're an adult, you can open up your own credit cards. You could take out your loans. You can make your own dumb decisions and go to the bar. So being broke with debt is being broke as hell. Okay, that's the only difference. But, you know, we're broke. We're broke. But me being happy, I can't say I'm happy. I say maybe I'm in a little bit of denial. I am in denial. I'm in denial, and that's totally fine because I'm here doing this right now. But things could be much worse. Things could be much worse. I could have negative $20 in my account, and maybe coming up later this week, but who the fuck knows, okay? I'm out here making the best of it, and that's all you can do in this life. That's all you can do. And remember, growing up broke, that, you know, it was life. It was life, and we got through it. But I was able to see the best parts out of some situations, and it made me feel grateful for what I did have. And that can be in the form of just simply having your family surrounded around you, your loved ones. Or it could be simple about having a good, nice, hot meal. Or it can be as simple as watching TV with no cable. It could be as simple as that, but you know, you're there, you're living, and you're making the best out of the situation. But that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today, somewhat. Not making the best out of your situation, staying positive, moving forward. And I'm gonna do this in the form of how I remember growing up, how we were broke as shit in the summers in Gary, Indiana, how my siblings and I, how we would make the best out of our situation and manage to be happy, broke little bitches. How we managed to be happy, broke bitches. How we made the best out of our situation. And yeah, so I would like to go over this in the form of the cable we watched. In fact, there was no cable. We had no cable. But when we did have those shows that would come on, we would have to have an antenna connected to this TV. We would adjust the antenna to get certain channels to watch on this non-cable place, you know? So we would adjust the antenna, and then we would have those certain stations and shows that we would watch. And for that little bit of happiness we would have, it made the day. It made the day, and it made us happy, and we got through it. So that's why I am calling this episode The Antenna, okay? So it's going to be a little reminiscent. It's going to be a little story time. It's going to be educational. And maybe this would put you in a better mindset and make you feel more grateful for what the fuck you have going on and stop being a negative Nancy, okay? So this is the 67th episode of A Fan to a Fan, The Antenna. Let's get into it. You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. Y'all remember that song? Y'all remember that little song that was going around during the police brutality era? I think we're still in that era, but I mean 2020, summer 2020. But that was very insensitive. But anyway, let's get into these points, okay? First, I want to give you a quick background, of this situation here about, you know, us having the no cable, okay? Now, you don't need those cable channels like Disney, Nickelodeon, MTV, VH1, Lifetime. You don't need that to find some damn good TV. And I did have some cable growing up a little bit. That would be at my other grandma's place up in I'm gonna say the specific suburb and get hunted down, but I'm not back at my grandma's place in the south suburb, Chicago. And we would have cable there. But for the times when we weren't there, we definitely felt it. We we would be in Gary during the summers or back when I was still living there full time. It was no cable, and we just learned how to live with it, and we found the good channels to watch. So I remember these certain channels and these certain shows that would be really. It would be fun to watch, and you just had to make the best out of that damn situation and that damn antenna. The damn antenna will always be fucked up if you moved the wrong way. If it was raining one day, if someone blew some wind, like the fucking antenna will fuck up, and then it would just be choppy and shit. So that'll be irritating, you know. So my first introduction to fucking geometry was adjusting that damn antenna. Okay, I should have been a fucking scientist at NASA the way I was adjusting that damn antenna to get those channels. Okay, but that's the background on that. I mentioned I had three other siblings at the time. It'd be us four there, and then we would just be in the living room. We couldn't really go outside because it was my grandma. She didn't want us going outside out there. It was like dangerous or whatever, so we never really got the opportunity to play outside or anything like that. So we were kids, we were inside, and we had to do something to pass the time. Besides watching TV, we would always talk. Like I do remember the conversations I would always have with my grandma. They were very what's the word for it? Insightful. They were very they taught me a lot, and they really led me to the path I took in college, going into politics and fighting for certain causes that I believe in. So that was always intriguing. Also, we would always cook in that house. So that taught me like a lot of the things I know now, how I can whip it up in the damn kitchen, guys. I'm fucking chef out here in these streets, okay? So we would be cooking stuff from scratch all the time. Of course, I picked up from some stuff from there. And then of course, you have three other siblings. Yes, we would fucking argue like crazy. of course we would, but at the same time, If you're stuck in the house with them, bitch, you better get over it in the next 5 to 10 minutes. And that's how it was. And let me tell you guys, I've never been an icebreaker, never been the first to break the ice. So I let them motherfucking break the ice. They say something stupid, and then you're back the same again. Yeah, I cannot break the ice for shit, okay? I don't even like getting up first to get my food, because that would just be breaking the ice, and I just can't do that. And, you know, you don't want to seem like the greediest person there, so you don't want to do that. breaking the ice has always been weird. Like, on this recent, these recent Tinder adventures I've been having recently, you know, how do you actually, like, break into, like, you know, making out or, you know, hooking up with the person. Like, I cannot break the ice. Like, someone else has to break that motherfucking ice. But let me tell you something. Once we in the motherfucking water after we break the ice, I'm okay. But guys, cannot break the ice there. sorry for getting off of topic there. But anyway, that's the background with that. But I can tell you some of the channels that used to hit. And if y'all grew up in the Chicagoland area, like y'all had no cable, then y'all can relate to these motherfucking channels. And you know, like I said, like maybe y'all can relate, and maybe you'd be like, oh yeah, remember that shit. Yeah, so the first station we have that I really enjoyed was the U, okay? The motherfucking U. That was lit, okay? First of all, they had the reruns of your Fox shows, like Family Guy, American Dad, all that type of shit. There was one show at one time. Y'all remember Napoleon Dynamite? That show was short-lived. It was decent. Yes, I know it was a fucking movie. I've seen it. Vote for Pedro. Just kidding. I voted for the Republican. But like they had all those shows, and also they had the early 2000s, late 90s. TV shows. So we were motherfucking watching Kings of Queens, Everyone hates Raymond. First of all, I don't know why everyone hated Raymond. He ain't do shit. So I feel bad for his ass. God, what the fuck is going on outside? Gosh, I tell you, it's always something going on. So we would always watch shows like that. Also, another show that I really enjoyed, it really contributed to my toxic behavior now, was Cheaters. Oh my God. Cheaters is the funniest fucking comedy that was not meant to be a comedy, okay? So, if you guys have never seen it, it's like this reality show. Somebody suspects their partner is cheating, and then they, you know, they explain what's going on, like, oh, they've been really suspicious, they've been really distant lately, he's, you know, my partner smells like someone else's cologne or perfume, blah, 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 and then, Cheaters would be this surveillance team, and they would like stalk the person's husband, wife, partner, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, and then they would like collect evidence, and then they would like schedule like a confrontation, so you know where the cheating partner and their current partner where they're at, and then they would just confront them. And that show is so fucking messy. It's so messy. And the host, I think his name was Joey Greco or something like that. He was like so fucking messy, but like with a straight face. Like nobody suspected it. But that show, it's one for the books. It's one for the books, okay? I do wanna see if I can find any more shows. Because I do, like I said, this is an interactive podcast. So I just want to provide all of the possible information that I can. Okay. I'm missing this, bro. Of course, Seinfeld. I love Seinfeld. It's so motherfucking funny. Like, Jerry Seinfeld kind of made me want to be a comedian. If I made jokes, you know, like that, and you know, was living in New York. Had a huge crush on Elaine. She was something amazing, and that's why I did watch Veep too, because of Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Also we have Judge Mathis. Judge Mathis, he loved calling motherfuckers crackheads. He still does it. He's from Detroit, so he's seen a good amount of crack. Let's see here. Those are the main shows there, but basically, with your combination of reruns from the Fox adult animated series and just the late 90s, early 2000s shows like that, and also the Judge shows, You have a good combination for some TV, no matter how old you are. And also, I don't know why I forgot this, fucking Jerry Springer. Rest in peace to God, man. Jerry Springer is a fucking beast. Like, he really introduced me to certain topics and certain words that I didn't know. I didn't need a dictionary growing up. He taught me words like a porn star. let me not get canceled right now, but you know, I learned a lot through Jerry Springer. I did not know what the fuck a porn star was until Jerry Springer. He was great. He was messy. He was also very intelligent. If you ever watched the entire show all the way through, after they got done, you know, what would they call it, Jerry B's, when they would like show their tits or whatever, and then the audience would be roasting like everybody who was on there. that would be so funny. Jerry would always have the segment at the end. It would be Jerry's final thoughts, and he would just like give, you know, a good summary and be dead ass, be serious, and then you know you would take something from the episode, as crazy as it is, as ridiculous as you know what happened in the episode. He would always, you know, give a good summary and give you a little life lesson into it, and that's kind of where I got the inspiration for my Phrenesis final thoughts as well. So RIP Jerry Springer, you're a fucking dog. Also related to Jerry Springer, one of his security guards in the earlier seasons. His name was Steve Wilkos. Now, y'all gotta know about Steve motherfucking Wilkos, okay? He started off as a Chicago police officer, and then he went on to be security for Jerry Springer, and then he got his own show. And that one is a bit more serious. They do talk about cheating, also child molestation, and all of that. So it's a more serious show, but I mean, it introduced me to a lot of concepts as well. So anything could be learning experience for you. But yeah, it was a good show to watch, and it definitely brought that entertainment there. Okay, now going on to the more kid-like channels here, we have Kubo. Now, Kubo is like, a kids channel station, and I found some hits in there. It was some motherfucking hits in Kubo, okay? Now, other shows, maybe they were a little bit too childish for me at the time when I was watching them, but they had some good ones to kind of hold us over. So I'm gonna read off some of the shows I'm seeing here. Oh my gosh, look. So Kubo, wait, let me see here. Dude, Kubo was only up for 3 years. I'm dead as hell. Well, it wasn't that profitable. Dude, 2006 to 2009, they were a thing. So I'm grateful that I was there. I experienced it. But Kubo, in my opinion, they were a hit. Okay, so some of the shows I do remember, I remember Turbo Dogs. Let me tell y'all, that time period, they loved to use the fuck out of CGI, and it just made everything look really fucking creepy. But you know, CGI your life on. That was a weird, funny animation. So Turbo Dogs, or what is this, Babar. This is about a motherfucking elephant. I remember like slightly watching the show, but this is like one of the shows I would like change, because I ain't gonna watch no damn elephant. Like look at the fucking description. The Adventures of King of the Elephants, His Family, and Friends. I ain't gonna watch that shit. Like, no matter how old I am. We have Zula Patrol. Again, the crazy ass animation with the CGI. It was basically some motherfucking weird ass bugs in space. They were motherfucking bugs. They looked like roaches. 3, 2, 1, Penguins. Same animation style. Teaches, oh my god, they really had some Bible undertones. Look, so 3, 2, 1 Penguins is a kid's cartoon that teaches kids about the Bible and helps them learn different Bible verses, with Zijul, Fijel, and Kevin, with the help of Michelle and Jason. Okay, I remember this, but I didn't realize it was about the Bible. Look at that. You know, people always gonna stick in their damn religious propaganda on you. Okay, Jacob Tutu. I remember this show. This show was a motherfucking hit. Like, they had a decent run. It says it was up there from 2003 to 2016. The Adventures of Young Boy and Matryo, who has a habit of repeating himself. Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that was the thing. But that one, it was like, it was a bit like more for mature kids. I remember in this show, they had one episode. It was named The Birds and the Bees. And y'all know what the birds and the bees are, okay? Y'all already know what the birds and the bees mean. Although I never like understood why they called sex the birds and the bees. I can't. Like, if you're trying to teach a kid about sex, then why are you saying the motherfucking birds and the bees? I can't take you seriously. Sex is more complicated than motherfucking birds and bees. It's different things involved here. Oh my gosh, my search history still has Gypsy Rose up there. let me see. Why they call it the birds and the bees, guys? Why do they say birds, bees? Okay, bah, 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 bah. The phrase birds and the bees is a term used to explain the mechanics of reproduction to younger children, relying on the imagery of bees pollinating and eggs hatching to substitute for a more technical explanation of sexual intercourse. So me as a little dumb ass bitch child would not even understand that, guys. I swear, I've come a long way. I remember I was behind for my fucking kindergarten class. So my dad and my mom was trying to give me a crash course on the fucking alphabets and numbers, and I started crying because I was so slow. I did not know how to say the alphabet, and probably still don't right now. Stuttering's still kind of bad. But I remember I would get caught up in the middle. That ABC song, guys, I'm telling you, like, I can sit here and memorize the whole fucking Nicki Minaj verse, but you would not catch me knowing the ABCs. That LMNOP type thing, I can't do that. No, I really got caught up there. That LMNOP really beat my ass. I always struggled to put things in alphabetical order growing up. Still don't know how to do that. Again, that LMNOP is a very blank space. So we'll see. I'm 23, but, you know, we still got more years to learn there. Okay, so besides the birds and the bees, let's see other shows that I remember from there. Jane and the Dragon. Again, it's that weird same animation style. So the daughter of King Caradoc, Chamberlain, dreams of being a knight when Prince Cuthbert is kidnapped by the local dragon. Jane may have her chance. That show was fucking weird. Lasted from 05 to 06, so, you know, it wasn't good. So then we have Piccola. Same animation style, very weird. A penguin named Piccola is made out of a square. Okay. These cartoons really, really have a deep meaning. They was just throwing shit out. Like, they were approving cartoons quicker than Netflix approved these whack-ass shows, okay? So this show lasted from 2001 to 2003. So the premise was that he was a penguin made into square shape. Like, weird, really, like, I could look at weird people all day. Like, I could make a show about it. Like, a human has this big ass head. His name is Lawrence, you know, but I guess whatever worked back then, it was the early 2000s. People weren't even sure if they were probably going to make it. And then we have VeggieTales, bro. VeggieTales, now y'all see a bunch of memes about VeggieTales. I remember watching VeggieTales. Now let me tell you now these are some weird ass vegetables, okay? I eat vegetables some of the time. I probably need to eat more, but these were some weird ass funky ass vegetables, okay? So this show lasted from 1993 to 2015. And I do remember this show being about the Bible. It would be Bible undertones. I do remember that. Even at a young age, I knew it was about the Bible. They said Bob the Tomato, Larry the Cucumber, and their friends teach Christian and Bible-based lessons in a fun way. Yes, so I do remember that. VeggieTales is a funny show. Like, if you watch it right now, you will find so many things about it funny. Let's see here. Damn, Cuba was really interesting. They had so many shows like that had religious undertones. Then we have Macy. Oh my god, if y'all see Macy, it would look like a fucking fever dream. Now this show, I remember it being pretty decent. It says it lasted from 1993 to 2008. By the way, I'm sorry for popping my lips, like I was smacking. I can't do that. Like I don't have my little sound thing. Oh, you can tell I've been podcasting for 2 years. I know the terms of everything. But I'll try to stop that, but my tongue is really big. Okay. So Maisie was, I remember this little motherfucking mouse, Maisie. She was my bitch, okay? She was my bitch and she was the mouse. Fun and adventurous mini episodes series following the life of Maisie, a little white mouse and her friends, okay? So She has some weird friends. She's friends with this little squirrel and this little bird and this damn alligator with a striped shirt, giving off-brand Waldo. So that was a decent show about a random ass fucking mouse. Let me see if that's all the shows I remember. Crashbox was decent. Kablam! I remember that, but I remember watching that on Nicktoons, I believe. Pearly, I remember Pearly. Pearly was interesting. Willa's Wild Life, remember that. Sheldon, Pippi Longstockings. I remember her ugly ass. Ugly ass. Yeah. So those are the main ones I remember. Oh, Gumby Adventures. Gumby. Ugh. That show lasted from 1988 to 2002, so clearly they had some formula right. I remember Gumby. So that's what I got from Kubo. Some of the shows were really good, but you didn't have much options. So either you're gonna watch fucking Gumby or you're gonna be watching the motherfucking wall. You don't got a motherfucking choice, okay? I remember my grandma always says, my grandma on my dad's side. I know I'm getting confused by saying grandma's like this, grandma that. I have two grandmothers, two. So I would bounce back from their places, guys. So one in South Suburbs, one in Gary. Okay. So my grandma, she always says, if you don't like what you want, then you better like what you have. And I remember that when there wasn't shit in the motherfucking fridge but some damn potatoes and Salisbury steak in the damn package. So the point is you gotta eat what you eat because you can't have Popeyes every day, okay? Can't have a steak, can't have a 5-course meal. But so if you don't like what's there to watch, then you better like it because that's all you motherfucking got. You got Kubo. Okay, the next show channel I do remember watching Fox. Fox, obviously, is a local news station. They have different shows going on in that regard. But I remember Fox Sundays. They always premiered the new episodes of your adult animation, and obviously, Fox has the rights to Family Guy, American Dad, mostly all of those Seth MacFarlane shows. So we would watch a brand new episode of. The Family Guy's and American Dad's, the whatever short-lived and new adult animation series that they would have up there, we watched it every Sunday, and that was good because Family Guy is funny as fuck. The quality has definitely gone down, but I just remember just watching those adult animated series growing up. Really taught me a lot of things, and obviously things went over my head as well because I was a young kid, but it was good entertainment. It's a cartoon. It was for adults, and I felt a little rebellious. I felt a little rebellious, so we had that, and always made us enjoy Sunday, and it always like made us feel like, we were up to date on something, up to date on something. Like you may not have cable, but bitch, you're gonna watch the new episode of Family Guy and American Dad. Every Sunday on Fox Sundays. This sounds like a commercial. I swear, not a fan of Fox, but they had the hits when they did. They had the hits, okay? Speaking of cartoons, not specifically vulgar, but y'all, everybody knows motherfucking PBS Kids for viewers like you. Thank you, okay? So, but before, not before, okay, PBS Kids. PBS Kids, we're not talking about the regular PBS because after PBS Kids would shut off after a certain time, they would get to the most boring ass shit. Like, that shit would make you fall asleep. PBS is so fucking boring, but PBS Kids, oh my gosh, PBS Kids. Now that got us over. Obviously, you can remember the shows from the. I can remember some shows from the top of my head. Author. Let me see here. PBS Kids shows. Curious George, that gay monkey. He was gay. He's a gay monkey. Okay. Cyber Chase. I have a funny story about Cyber Chase. So that show is basically a kid show about math, and it's educational, of course. But I used to think the math equations they did in that show was so hard. And I just thought it was like the hardest thing ever. I'm pretty sure if I watched an episode of Cyber Chase right now, I would not be able to solve the damn problems. And that really just fucked with my self-esteem. It did. I used to actually really struggle with math and science and reading. I struggle with all the subjects. I don't know how I got like above average at some point, but I was like really slow in that regard and picking up things. But I'm glad I got over that hump. A lot of it was also mental. It's a mental thing, definitely. So Cyber Chase, that show was so fucking hard, and it made me feel so stupid. It was so hard to me. Okay. Let's get into some of these other shows here. We have Wildcrats. So that would be a show about, they would like go into like the wild, you know, different parts of the world, and you would learn a lot about different animals, different, you know, places around, blah blah blah. So they would just see wild animals basically. Didn't care too much for that show, but I mean, it was there, like I would watch it. Super Y, y'all remember Super Y? Y'all remember Super Y and they big ass heads? They had some big ass heads. Not even joking. But why were all the main characters humans and then they friends with this one little ass pig? Like he definitely stood out like a sore thumb. But hey, diversity quota, I guess. Author, like I mentioned, that show was a motherfucking hit. 25 seasons of Author, and y'all see all those damn memes about it. Y'all see all the memes, the Author memes that y'all, okay, can I say something about that? Y'all be sexualizing these cartoons with these damn memes. Like, y'all learn how to do Photoshop, and then y'all just be giving DW some big ass titties or something, and then you have Author, like, you know, sexualizing their relationship. Like, come on, like, out of all the people, like, Y'all could have picked Buster, but y'all chose Author and DW making memes about getting somebody pregnant. And I'm like, y'all are disgusting for sexualizing these cartoons. Francine was gay. We know that. That show definitely introduced me into lesbianism. If that's a word, then hell yeah. Curious George, bro, first of all, Curious George, he was so irritating. Like, he's, you know, I'm not gonna do the monkey sound, but he was just so damn, he was just into shit. Like, he's like a badass toddler. And he just did not know when to calm down. Like, he did not know how to read a room. So what that show taught me is to how to read a room and not be doing too much, okay? And he definitely did the fucking most. And this man with a yellow hat, you took in a monkey from damn Africa. I don't know where Curious George came from. I think he just came from Africa. He's always wearing that damn nasty ass yellow hat. Oh, I just realized it looks like a banana. Oh, and then there's a monkey. Okay, shut up. Y'all probably knew that, but shut up. Damn. Okay, Sid the Science Kid. That show taught me about science and why I suck at it. Science, still suck at it. I've never been good at it. And that show just made me realize, bitch, you're not interested in science. Then the Rough Ruffman show, I vaguely remember that. That's more of like a fever dream type shit. Let's see here. Bro, Clifford the Big Red Dog. Oh my gosh. Emily Elizabeth. And we got Clifford. I love Clifford. Big Red Dog. Da na 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 na. Okay, I don't know, that song sometimes pops up in my head, but everybody knows Clifford the Big Red Dog. That dog was big as fuck, and he had his little old friends. Okay, well, I guess Peg, Peg and the Cat. What the show? What is going on now? What are y'all watching with Peg and the Cat? You're gonna Peg a cat? Happens often, just not in the context of children's shows. But Clifford the Big Red Dog, that was my shit. And it's funny, it said it only lasted 2 seasons. I could have swore, because it was like such a big part of my childhood. And it only lasted 2 seasons. Yeah, but I like Clifford the Big Red Dog. That pig and the cat. Yeah, okay, it's a newer show because I would have remembered something about the pig and the cat. I would remember that. But yeah, those are the main shows. Oh, Cat in the Hat knows a lot about that. The cat. Oh my gosh, the Cat in the Hat. That I like that show. I like the Cat in the Hat in general. He's a little creepy. He looked like he needs to stay a certain amount of miles away from a park or a school full of young children. But I definitely like the show. Looking back at it, it was an interesting show. Always like the movies. It was really great. But yeah, those are the main PBS shows when they had the cartoons on, not when they got into more serious shit like political debates. Like PBS Kids, like one moment is, you're watching Clifford the Big Red Dog, and then they say, okay, thank you a lot, thank you for funding us for viewers like you, thank you, and then they go on to a fucking political debate or a freaking documentary about the Holocaust. Like PBS Kids, they were funny for that shit. All right, okay. So the next type of the category or the station was Me TV, bro. Me TV, Me Too, whatever. That definitely that it definitely introduced me to older shows, and that's why I do have like a lot of the I know a lot of older things like what people don't expect me to know, if that makes any sense. I always talked about growing up mainly around my grandmother, so that definitely taught me an older mindset. But watching those older shows, that definitely like made me more diverse in terms of like what I like to watch or so. Let's look up some Me TV shows. But it's basically a throwback channel with those older shows from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and also the 60s as well. So that's what kind of introduced me to those other shows. So for Me TV, shows I recall watching. Obviously, stuff has changed because, I mean, it's been years, at least 10 years. So they introduced the shows that you don't think are as old, but they're obviously old. So they have like the shows from the 90s now. But I mean, that's understandable. Like it's 2024, so of course they would have that. But on MeTV, they had MASH. If y'all know what that is, the Brady Bunch. Y'all already know about the. Brady Bunch, and it's so many fucking memes, and everybody knows about it. It's a hit. It's a classic. How many seasons did they actually have of it? They have 5 seasons. It seemed like it was much longer, but because it's such a classic. But they used to know how to end shows back in the days instead of keeping it going for 20 fucking seasons. Grey's Anatomy, God. So the Brady Bunch, y'all know Marsha, or Sure, Jan. Y'all know all of that shit. The Twilight Zone. I love the Twilight Zone. That was a good show. It kind of scared me a little bit. That was in 1959. Started in 1959. They had 5 seasons. Lots of classic cinematic history from that show. They really put the bar over there. I forget his name, Rod Sterling, Ron Sterling. I don't know. Someday, my alcohol is really diminishing my brain power here. But yeah, what the most famous episode was the one about the aliens. Everyone's going to space because everyone's like, oh my God, space is so good. And then somebody reads a cookbook, and then they read the cookbook, and then the cookbook was for humans. So basically, y'all are the motherfucking meals, and y'all believe in the damn aliens. I would not trust an alien from a mile away, guys. All in the family. Oh my gosh, I love that show. 9 seasons. They definitely they were, everyone was a little racist, but it's fine. I forgot the thing. It was like an iconic theme song on the piano. They played, but you know everybody did from that show because that shit was a long time ago. 1971, they had 9 seasons. Pretty decent. I love watching that show. It was really funny. Leave It to Beaver. That's an older show. 1957. They had 6 seasons of that. Star Trek. I did not like Star Trek. I would change the channel every time that came on. The Jetsons. I love the Jetsons. I wish we was living like the Jetsons, but you know, unfortunately we're not. That show was 1962 and they only had 3 seasons. I thought it was a bit longer than that. If you guys want to watch it for free, it says it's on Tubi. So then we have the Flintstones. I love the Flintstones. Oh my gosh. I loved the Flintstones growing up. That was one of my favorites. Lots of memes about the Flintstones. If y'all don't know the damn Flintstones, y'all thinking about Fruity Pebbles. This is where motherfucking Fruity Pebbles come from. An unpopular opinion, Fruity Pebbles is the best cereal ever to be created. And if you don't like me, if you don't like that I said that, then you could come and fight me. What do you think is the best cereal? Because it's definitely Fruity Pebbles, okay? Damn, it's Fruity Pebbles. No wonder why I'm on the rainbow now. Really, you know, foreshadowing there. Tom and Jerry. I love Tom and Jerry. That's my mom's favorite cartoon. I remember always watching that. I am a big Jerry hater. Fuck Jerry. Tom, that... Okay. I think Tom was black, so I can say this wholeheartedly right now, but Tom was my nigga. He was my nigga. And like we dogs right now. We dogs, but he's a cat. But Tom was my nigga. Like he was real. He was funny. And you know, he just wanted to fucking catch Jerry, but Jerry would always be playing these games. So Tom was a victim. And also that's why I probably love cats right now, because Tom, you know, he was it. I love Tom. Tom, he was definitely misunderstood. He was misunderstood. Okay, what do I even be talking about sometimes? Those are the main channels, shows I remember watching on MeTV. Like I said, it's a throwback of classic television. And yeah, it just really introduced me to a lot of shows that, let's say, my generation would not be interested in watching. Because y'all was watching motherfucking Disney Channel and Nickelodeon. But, I mean, it's good to have a diverse idea of that film. But anyway. Oh yeah, the Dick Van Dyke Show. Like, imagine having Dick and Dyke in your name. But yeah, Dick Van Dyke is it. Okay, yeah, so that's all I have for you today in terms of the shows. Hopefully any of the shows I mentioned, you were able to be like, oh yeah, I remember that, you know. Hopefully you were able to say that. Hopefully I brought back some classic memories for you guys. But the Anthony Griffith Show. I don't know why I forgot about that. But anyway, yeah, so that's all I have for you today in terms of, you know, that station there. But I do want to tie this all in a bow for you guys to give you a good idea of, you know, why I decided to talk about random ass shows. Well, besides the fact that I love hearing myself speak and I had a whole ghost energy drink, you know. But I do want to tie it up in a bow, and then hopefully you can take something from what I have to say and for Nisa's final thoughts, okay? It's not Jerry's final thoughts. Don't sue me, Jerry Springer, mistake. But yeah, so let's get on to Fernice's final thoughts in this episode, The Antenna. Whoa, I'm sorry about that. I have the microphone on mute because these headphones been tweaking and I only hear ringing in my ears. But anyway, let's get into Fernice's final thoughts, okay? I mentioned these channels, you know, because, you know, they were what you had. And I mentioned what my grandma always told me. If you don't like what you want, then if you don't like what you have, then why am I forgetting the damn phrase? But you already know what Mrs. Coupe has said. And that's what you have. And you got to live with it. And then you eat it, you know? So for the example of food, you eat the motherfucking food. And then you go to bed, like you know, as much as you want some damn Popeyes or some damn filet mignon, you better pretend like the rice and beans is that. You're going to go to bed and you're going to forget about it and go on to the next day. Maybe you may get that Popeyes chicken the next week or the next month, but as for now, you just got to deal with it and keep on going and not be pissy about it. Because it was definitely some days when I wanted something else to eat, but all I had was some damn ramen noodles. Some damn ramen noodles, okay? And, you know, I put some hot water in it, mixed it up, threw the damn seasoning packet in there, and I ate it. And the next day, I wasn't thinking like, damn, I ate those ramen noodles. Like, I really wanted something else. No, you ate it and it's gone. You ate it and it's gone and then it's whatever. And then it's on to the next thing. And then you could try to get yourself out of that damn situation, but, you know, it is what it is. Same with these shows. You watch the show and then you're like, damn, I really watched. I saw the episode of Hannah Montana. And no, like you watch the show, you go, whether it's Kubo, whether it's MeTV, whether it's the U, PBS motherfucking kids, it don't matter. It don't matter. And then as you can see, I had no regrets from it. It was just a different type of childhood, a different type of experiences, and you could have a variety of experiences. And now, as adults, or hopefully you guys are adults, you can take yourself out of that situation. You can have the option to, but it's good to have a diverse set of experiences and at the same time being appreciative of what you got. Now, mentioned earlier in the intro about adjusting the antenna. So we had to adjust the antenna to get these shows, and then sometimes we wouldn't be able to get it, and it fucking sucked. It sucked ass, but you know, we did it. We had to adjust the antenna, and in the way how I see that is, you know, first of all, who fucking has an antenna TV in 2009? Kind of embarrassing, but who gives a shit? The antenna can be, you know, representative of your perspective, how you look at things. So as much as young kids, you know, you want to complain that you don't have this, you don't have as much money as these people. You want to go outside during summer. You want to have fun. You want to go to the beach. You want to go to Six Flags, Great America, but you didn't. So are you going to sit there and pout about it and be a whining crybaby bitch? No, you're going to get up and you're going to do it. And you're going to watch fucking Kubo. You're going to watch VeggieTales and learn about the Bible, but in vegetable form, the Bible in vegetable form. You're going to do that. You're going to look at that perspective and say, hey, I could have no TV and I could have no cable at all. And I couldn't, I could be in a much worse situation. I could be starving. I cannot have my siblings around. You were your own entertainment. You can have a much worse situation, and it's just about getting that perspective, okay? And I just kind of see this now, just reminiscing, with the situation I'm in now, because as much as I just want to compare myself to others post graduation. They're working out here. They're making this much salary. They're getting their PhD path right now at UChicago or something like that. As much as I want to compare myself, and I'm over here, cannot find a stable job after graduation. Like oh my god, like I'm failing as a person. Like what can I do? And there were moments when I kept on getting rejected and rejected and rejected. And rejected, rejected, rejected. Oh, you just got rejected. REJECTED, rejected. If y'all remember that song from Zoe 101. But I felt like that song was just playing on loop in my motherfucking head. I'm like, I'm taking all these motherfucking L's. Like, this was just a couple weeks ago. And I just laid down. I'm just like, I don't know what to do. Like if I don't get this job, then I'm going to give up. And I was like, I'm going to give up. 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 And I didn't get the job. But did I give up? No. So it was easy to get in that depressive slump. But I'm not going to let that take over me and affect me to the point where I just stop. I just quit or, you know, I just don't decide to keep on going and looking for the next opportunity. I see it as there's something better for me lined up. And this is the path that I'm meant to take. And I'm going to learn a lesson from every single fucking thing that I go through or that I get rejected from. And it happened for a reason. Whether you believe in a higher power or religion or, you know, God's going to find a way, or just the universe being universe or karma, what goes around comes around. Things happening for a reason. And it could, you know, be much worse. Honestly, it could be. Although I haven't been able to find secure employment since leaving my last job, and I'll be getting rejected like a motherfucking like crazy. Like I've been getting rejected like crazy. I've been able to find some sort of part-time employment, and I've been able to make something out of it. Although I don't, you know, have the salary that I desire at the moment, I know if I did, I'd be out partying 4 days a week down here in Chicago. Like, not even lying. And is that going to teach me anything? No, it's really not. If anything, I'm regressing in a way. I do not want to get to the same point that I was in college, where I had hella money. I had refund checks. I was working two jobs. I was just doing whatever just to keep busy. And then in terms of class, I would go whenever I wanted to go, and which was not often. And I just felt like I was going nowhere. Well, physically, I was going to the bar 5, 6, 7 times a week. But in perspective, I wasn't going anywhere. I was throwing my life away, and I was just relying on alcohol to get me through. And then when the withdrawals would come, they would come, and I wasn't doing my homework, and I was just barely doing my best to skate by. I was depressed. I had really bad depression, because I know that come down from that alcohol that I never experienced. I felt so, like, anxious and depressed. Every time that alcohol would wear off, I would just be in a down-ass mood. And is it really worth, you know, having that 2-3 hours of enjoyment at the bar while you're drunk as hell, and then you black out too, so you really don't remember it, for that 24 hours of depression that I would get, because I just had so much other stuff that I was just pushing off to the side, and not facing. And that's why I felt that. That's why I felt that way. And that's why I did try to avoid the alcohol. And now that I'm here in this state, although it is quite unfortunate, you know, it's some letdowns, and I can't say that I'm completely healed from it, but am I a happier person than I was just 5 months ago? Yes, I am. And I know I'm going to get through it. And it's just about changing that perspective. And on top of that, never forgetting where you come from. Never forgetting where you come from. I tell myself, I went through all this. I had this. And it's a little bit better. So why am I acting like I've never been through this? And it's so easy to lose track of that when you've been living a certain way for a while. So that's what I think about. I think about the you. I think about Judge Joe Mathis, Jerry Springer. Think about VeggieTales. Think about Jacob Tutu. Think about Family Guy and American Dad on Fox Sundays. I think of Arthur and DW. I think of Clifford the Big Red Dog. I think of MASH. I think of the Justins. I think of the Flintstones. I think about all that. And it just reminds me that perspective is a big thing. And it's going to matter a lot once you change that mindset. Because things will work out. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. It may not be a week from now. Things are not going to go as planned. Things are not going to go as planned. They're not. I'm telling you right now, they're not. They're not. Soon-to-be college grads. I see y'all taking y'all damn graduation pictures. things are not, I'm telling you, things are not going to go as planned. And time to grow the fuck up and time to understand that and time to change that mindset and, try to change that perspective. And if that doesn't work, whatever I'm telling you, you know, if you don't see the damn lesson here, how I remember where I came from, and every time I want to humble myself, I go to the grocery store and I buy a can of Vienna sausages. And yes, it's processed meat from unknown animals in a factory made somewhere, you know. But I get that can of Vienna sausages and I crack it open halfway and I go to the sink and I drain out that nasty ass hot dog water, because who the fuck is going to eat that? And it's six sausages in the damn can, and I eat it. I eat that processed meat, processed food, and I'm like, this is where the fuck you came from. Not a can of Vienna sausages, but it reminds you of how far you've come and how far you're gonna go. And despite your letdowns, it's gonna pass. It's gonna pass. And this episode is getting to an hour, so that's all I have for you guys today, and hopefully you could take something from it. But anyway, that's your 67th episode of A Fan to a Fan, The Antenna. Thank you so much for listening. All right. That is all for today's episode, folks. Thank you so very much for listening if you got to this point, because this episode is over an hour. Goddamn. But yeah, thank you so very much for listening. I appreciate you. Make sure to tell your friends, your family, your wives, your husbands, your side chicks, your sneaky links about me. Fan to a Fan, available on Spotify, Apple, Google. But besides that fact, when I upload, if you do want to get into contact with me, keep in mind, no freaky shit in the DMs. I don't want to see any of that. No scams. Remember, also, no scams. I do have an Instagram, and that is at Farnese Da Beast. If you need me to spell that out for you, that is FarneseDaBeast. And if you're living in 1999, I do have an email as well, and that's FarneseDaBeast@gmail.com. Remember it, and that's funny again. But besides all of that crap, all that load of bullshit, all self-advertising, most importantly, can you guys please, always, don't forget to offend to offend. Have a great day, night, rest of your April, or whenever you're listening. See ya.